You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel. Look, I'm still buzzing about after an amazing event we had last night in Aotea, you know, with a whole lot of inspiring women and talking about the equity debate. So yes, I've woken up still inspired.
That's fantastic. I know we haven't got you for very long this morning, Desley, so let's get stuck straight into some of our conversations today. It's 6 months on from Cyclone Gabrielle. I know you've been out visiting some of the West Coast communities over the last weekend. What was that experience like?
Humbling. Very, very humbling. Look, yes, it's 6 months, and for some of these people, it feels like 6 years. For some, it feels like 6 minutes. It only happened yesterday. But when you just think back, you know, the devastation has been absolutely immense, and the recovery's long, but, you know, the impact on homes being lost, incomes being lost, I just think that, you know, we cannot underestimate the effect that these events have had on people, families and communities. And yes, I did spend time at Piha. They welcomed me in. And it was a time just of remembrance and healing. And it's a time to remember how amazing people and communities were during a real tough time. But it was a very moving, humbling event.
What were some of the conversations that you were having? What seemed to be the key concerns coming from the community at the moment?
Well, the major concern, I think, is the fact that there are people who are still not back in their homes 6 months later, you know? And to understand the effect that that's having on people, you know, their lives, their families, it's just devastating. It really is. I mean, the physical trauma of the look and feel of a community, of the landscape, of homes is one thing, but the personal stories, you know, the mental anguish and the effect it's got on people is really, really tough.
Was there any conversation about further support that the communities are wanting to see in that space at the moment? Is there anything that you discussed with people while you were out there, Desley?
Look, it was, as I said, a moment of remembrance, reflection and healing. But I think, you know, people just want to know what the outcome's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what the outcome's going to be. You know, I think it seems to be taking forever. And I think that's a genuine felt by everybody who's not directly involved in the negotiation. But, you know, there are some big hurdles. And it sounds so, very bad word here, Rachel, twee, I was going to say. It sounds so, you know, you just roll off the tongue. I'm sorry, it's very complicated and we're still going through negotiations. And I seem to be saying that, you know, so often. And it's true, but it doesn't help when it's, you know, your property and it's you. You kind of want the answers. And as you know, I'm not involved directly in it. But I do know that, you know, I do know that people are working as hard as they can to try and find a resolution. I mean, we were supposed to have an update yesterday that got cancelled. But look, with the ticking clock of central government and the whole election and stuff, I am hoping that something's going to come out the other end.
We have seen an interesting tool released by the council in this last week, which is looking at flood mapping and making it easier for people to access that information, which is obviously something that overnight we've discovered is good to know, particularly for people looking for rental and properties to purchase. What's the deal with this? How do people access it?
Yeah, look, we've created this fantastic, I think it's really, really, really good, you know, because if you ever wanted to know whether your property was on a floodplain or whatever, you had to pay for that information. It was only available by purchasing what they called a LIM report or a land information memorandum, or having a look through the GeoMaps tool. So this is something that council has created. And you're able to just go in and have a look, type in your property, and know whether you live in a flood risk property. You can see overland flood flow paths and coastal inundation areas. I mean, it's so easy. It's completely free. And all you do is type in flood viewer, Auckland Council, and you know, from Google, and you should be able to find it. It's on our website, but it's really excellent. I stuck it on my Facebook page a few days ago, and I got lots of really positive comments by people who are just interested to know, because you know, you don't know. And I think the events of the last 6 months have shown that we need to be proactive ourselves as well.
Absolutely. If you go on that map and you find something perhaps you didn't know, and it's a bit worrying, is there any number that people can call or anyone that you can get in touch with to have a bit more of a conversation about it? Or is that something that's not yet been developed?
Look, I think you can certainly ring the council number, and you know, you can get geotech advice and stuff like that as well. But I mean, the first thing is a lot of people don't even know. You know, they don't even know. They're miles back from where the sea is. But, you know, we have a whole lot of underground streams. We have a lot of flow paths. You know, I was just talking to my own neighbours not so long ago, and they were saying, hey, there's a, you know, we're doing some work on a property, and did you know there's a spring under here, you know? So you don't know what's below the ground, but it's a really valuable tool, and it's really simple to see and understand. And I'd just suggest everyone go and have a look.
Absolutely. Well, I know you've got to go this morning, Desley, so we'll have a proper chat, talk a bit more about these topics next week, and a bit more about some other things going on in Tamaki Makaurau. But thank you so much for your time this morning, and we will speak to you again next week.
Ka kite. Have a good day.
Ka kite.
That was Is Missin' That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.